World War II can be removed from a garden and disposed of at sea. The device was discovered in Keyham on Tuesday. City Councillor Sally Hayden has thanked everyone who's helped so far.
They've done a fantastic job. Very proud to be Plymouth. With everyone coming together, the military, the police and all the other partners, you know, the best thing is we're keeping people safe and we need to listen to our experts, and that's how we will keep people safe.
Lawyers for Shamima Begum say they'll keep fighting. The 24-year-old who left East London in 2015 to join Islamic State has lost an appeal against the removal of her British citizenship. The energy price cap is to fall by £20 a month from April. It means a typical household in England, Scotland and Wales will pay 12% less for gas and electricity. But that's still more than 50% above pre-crisis levels. Jonathan Bean from the Fuel Poverty Action Group says families are really struggling.
It's too little, too late from Ofgem. Ofgem has kept its price cap higher than it needed to be the last year. Wholesale prices have actually come down substantially as of last January. We're over a year now since prices have come down a lot.
Child serial killer Lucy Letby will have her bid to challenge her convictions heard by the Court of Appeal in April. The 34-year-old was convicted of the murders of seven babies. The actor, known for playing butcher Fred Elliott in Coronation Street, has died. John Savidant was 86. Sue Nichols, who played his soap love interest Audrey Roberts, says he brought joy to her life. And Joe Root's unbeaten century has boosted England's cricketers at the start of the fourth test in India. The tourists ended day one on 302 for seven. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
Thanks very much, Faye, with another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, the rest of this afternoon, we're expecting some sunny intervals around about 3 o'clock, but there could also be some showers as well. A high of 9 this afternoon and a low of 0 tonight. Tomorrow, some sunny intervals and light showers from around about 12 o'clock, light rain for the rest of the day after that, but overcast first thing in the morning, and be a high of 9 and a low of 0. Sunday, a similar kind of day, really a high of 8 and a low of 3. Monday, it's just going to be another day of drizzly rain, but much better on Tuesday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Sherring on Phoenix 98 FM.
And we'll be doing the results from the birthdays competition fairly soon. If you just joined us, great to have you there with us. If you wanted to take part, you could still do that by emailing me radio@phoenixfm.com by telling us how old you think Ed Sheeran, John Travolta and Seal are. I also have to tell you as well that as we were doing in the travel half an hour ago, there's now a major incident and with the accident at the junction 29 of the M25 and the A127. Traffic is now very slow approaching the junction anti-clockwise on the M25 and also London bound on the A127. So do be aware of that if you are around in that area. Patrick, who is a regular participant in the competition, doesn't look like he's going to be doing it today, but he did send in a request instead. He said, could we have anything by Neil Diamond, particularly something from his early career? Going to have the title track from his 1975 album A Beautiful Noise, and the album was a number 10 in the UK, and the single itself was a number 13.
Mm-hmm. strife, like a symphony played by the passing parade. It's the music of life. It's a beautiful noise, and it's a sound that I love, and it makes me feel good, just like a hand in a glove. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. What a beautiful noise coming into my room, and it's begging for me just to give it a tune.
So that was a beautiful noise from Neil Diamond. And thank you very much to all those who've taken part in the competition here this afternoon. And we'll find out how we've got on. We've got Chris and Bob in Harlow, Chris in Guildford, Ivor here in the studio, and Dan here in the studio as well. And we'll just see how we've all done. Remember again, it's 3 points if you are absolutely correct, and it is 1 point if you are the closest person. So here we go. So Ed Sheeran, we started off with, well, Chris thought 32, Bob 34, Chris in Guildford 36, Ivor, you thought
39,
and Dan, you'll need to shout, how old did you think it was?
36.
Thank you. He is in back 33 years old, so therefore that's nobody's got that correct. So Chris and Bob each with 1 year out with 32 and 34. So we then went on to John Travolta, and how old do we think he is? Chris thought 72, Bob 70, Chris in Guildford also 72, Ivor
68,
Dan
73.
He is in fact 70. So Bob in Harlow is absolutely correct with that one. So 3 points for him. And finally, Seal with that very well-known song from those two big films in particular that we played there. How old do we think he is? Chris, 58. Bob, 55. Chris, 62. Ivor,
58.
And
61.
So he is, in fact, 61. So Dan, you get that absolutely correct. So 3 points for you, Dan, there. So therefore, that means this afternoon, as I rapidly work it out on the computer here in front of me, that that means that we've got Chris in Guildford, who was a winner last week, in fact, with no points today. Ivor, sadly, no points either today.
Surprise, surprise.
Chris in Harlow, 1 point. Dan, 3 points. But Bob in Harlow is our winner today with 4 points. But congratulations to everybody who took part. So, Ivor, thank you very much for coming in for us today. And again, people who've just joined in at 2 o'clock, just remind us what the book is.
Yeah, it's called Six More Songs, and it's about six ordinary but iconic pop songs, not religious songs in any way, shape or form, that I look at to see how we might use them as resources to focus anew on faith.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. We're going to be chatting to Dan fairly soon, and Dan's chosen a track for us here today. So we're going to play that before we have a word with him. He's chosen Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime. Came from 1981, but amazingly, 40 years on from that, in the 2021 Rolling Stone list of the 500 greatest songs of all time, it's there at number 28.
was. Same as it ever 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 was. Water dissolving and water removing. There is water at the bottom of the ocean. Under the water, carry the water.
And Once in a Lifetime, chosen by my second hour guest here this afternoon, Dan. It's good to have you here, Dan. Why did you choose that track?
I chose that track because I was 16 when it came out, and music was really important to me then. I think it is to all teenagers, and it was new and different, and yeah, just loved it.
Okay, well, obviously lots of people still love it by the fact where it is in that latest list from the Rolling Stone magazine. We'll be chatting with Dan fairly soon.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 12 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Paul Golder asking you to tune into Resurrection every Friday evening from 8pm until 10. The best in Indian alternative music, old and new. Live sessions, interviews with local, unsigned and signed artists. Great new Indian alternative releases and classics from the 90s and zeros as well. All on Resurrection, 8 o'clock every Friday. See you there.
So, chatting here with Dan. And Dan, the Rucksack Project, what is that?
The Rucksack Project is a project that Call to Be Kind has run now for 10 winters.
Wow.
We have encouraged individuals and organisations to find an old rucksack, fill it with those items that can keep a homeless person warm in the winter, put all those items in the rucksack, and they donate it to us, and we either directly give the rucksacks out during our outreach, or because we get so many donated, we help other outreach organisations in other towns around the county. We supply them and they give them out. So it's directly supporting rough sleepers on the streets.
Well, that's fantastic. And I've got actually here a list of all of the items that that go into a rucksack. So there's a men's one and a women's one. And I'll put this up on the show blog for today. But, yeah, all of the sort of things that people would want. So what have I got here? I've got a sleeping bag that goes in there, a hoodie, thick socks, thermals, gloves and a woolly hat. So that's quite a lot of things, really, for somebody to be collecting.
Yeah, it is. And we're not asking people to go and buy these items new. Obviously, if it's underwear, it needs to be new. But everything else, these are items that maybe they've got in the garage or a shed or a cupboard. And then a sleeping bag that hasn't been used in a while. So it shouldn't be expensive, but these things make a real tangible difference to the people we give them to on the streets.
Now, I'm sure they actually do. And do you run this all year long, or is this just a winter project? So how does it work?
So we run Call to Be Kind. We run all sorts of projects and initiatives, but this one's just in the winter months. So as soon as the cold weather starts, maybe November, we start the Rucksack Project, and it's actually concluding tomorrow. So the drop-off point has been at the Quaker Meeting House in Chelmsford, between 11:30 and 12:30 on a Sunday. And I think tomorrow is the last day that people can drop off. Now, if anybody's listening and has got a rucksack and they can't get it there tomorrow, they can contact us via our Facebook page or our website, and we'll make sure that we get that rucksack and give it out to someone in need.
That's brilliant. Well, that's good. And yes, of course, and it will all be, you'll be doing it all again next winter as well.
We will do it again next winter. We've just actually tallied up. We think there's been over 150 full rucksacks.
Wow.
Donated.
That's fantastic.
Which is absolutely fantastic.
Is that more than previous years?
So in the first couple of years, we had over 300 rucksacks donated. That was for the first 2 or 3 years. Then we didn't actually run the project during COVID.
No, of course you couldn't.
But we think we've tipped over 1,500 rucksacks donated in the 10 years, which is testimony to the individuals, organisations and the community we have here and how they care and want to help others.
Well that's a phenomenal number, actually, isn't it? That is amazing.
Yeah, and obviously that's too many for the amount of rough sleepers that we have in Chelmsford. So the great thing is that we work and collaborate with other organisations throughout Essex and beyond. And if they want 10 or 20 rucksacks to give out, then we just pass them on.
Sure, absolutely. And so I guess that a lot of people must be involved in that number of rucksacks being presented and collected.
Yeah, so there's over 20 volunteers at Call to Be Kind. We've got Chelsea and Charles and Helen, who've been doing most of the work for Call to Be Kind on making sure that the Rucksack Project is successful, communicating, putting information out on social media and our website, and then communicating with individuals and organisations, because we had some large donations coming in from various schools. St Michael's School in Ballywood is one. We've had donations from the ambulance service, Langdale Gardens Street Community, to name just a few, as well as businesses have got involved as well. So, yeah, that takes a lot of organising. So thanks to those people at Call to Be Kind who've facilitated that and made it happen.
Yeah, and that's really brilliant, isn't it? Actually, it's like as a community activities to help the people who are the most vulnerable out there.
Yeah, and when I don't think we did it this year, but in previous years, I've been into schools talking about the Rucksack Project, and that creates a conversation that's taken to the classrooms about homelessness and rough sleeping, and there's an educational element to that as well.
Sure, absolutely. Great. Well, thank you very much, and that's brilliant for that. So what is the website that people would need to go to find out more about all of this? As I say, I've printed it all here on my show blog, and it will be there on the show blog, but where else would people find all this?
So if anyone has a Facebook account or page, they can find us at Call to Be Kind, and our website is the letter C, the number 2, BK, Call to Be Kind acronym, c2bk.co.uk.
Brilliant. Good. Well, thank you very much for that. And I thought we'd have Sinead O'Connor with her version of Streets of London, which, of course, in reality, you know, we say Streets of London, but it could be Streets of Anywhere, couldn't it?
To carry her back.
Sinead O'Connor and her version of the classic Ralph McTell song, Streets of London. It's time that we did another one of these.
Phoenix Travel News.
So let you have a look at what's happening here again locally this afternoon. Centre of Billericay coming up around Waitrose area, just along the centre of the High Street this afternoon. Centre of Billericay, centre of Brentwood rather, now are very busy indeed actually around Wilson's Corner and going back quite a long way up the Ingrave Road this afternoon. We'd like to, yes, it's really very busy indeed actually there along the A128 coming down in towards Wilson's Corner. Very busy. Actually along the High Street as well, and that goes right down now down towards where where King's Road goes across as well. So there's a busy in the centre of Brentwood here. Go down towards the Brook Street roundabout. That's now busy in directions joining on towards the M25. Looking on the roundabout itself. If we go to the M25, go up towards the M11, that's also now busy indeed along the junction with the M11, all the way along the M25 itself, particularly in the direction coming towards Brentwood. Very busy now in that way. Also coming on the M11 coming down to that junction, that's now building up as well. Of course, the big problem is down with the accidents that there has been earlier on with the junction with the A127 on the M11, and now it's very busy indeed on the motorway south of that, and that's going to hold you up considerably at this particular time. The A12, that's looking easy. Just a little bit round the roadworks at Mount Nessing and Ingatestone, but beyond that, that's not too bad. Hoe Green, that's no difficulties. Centre of Chelmsford itself, very busy at this time as well. Joe, give you a full update in an hour. These are a band called The Vision, and a track of theirs which follows on from this theme of working with homeless people. This is called Pocket Change, and Stephen Lee and Stanley came into the studio here in Phoenix FM on the 11th of December. They performed live on the show Curveballs, and I've put up on the show blog for this show, which will be published almost instantly after the show finishes this afternoon, certainly be there by 5 o'clock, and then the recording will be added later on. But on that show blog, I've put a recording of them singing here live, and then after we've done that, we should be having the Vintage Chart back from this week in 1973.
City's hopeless, I'm sitting out in the cold. Got lost on the journey now. I am alone, and people walk past me like I'm not even there. I just need one person to start to show me that they care. And I fell down and ended up at the bottom of the ladder. World, and now I will testify. I'm innocent here, not plea. I'm here without a home, and no man should be left outside. Broken down, I'm down, and ended up at the bottom of the ladder. And every day I try to show the world that
see me? No, no. Hello, can you hear me? Now I'm up here, yeah, I'm on the stage. So now you can see me, oh yeah. Now you can hear me, and I'm worth more than a pocket change. And at the bottom of the ladder, and every day I'm alive to show.
With Pocket Change, it's 2:34 here on Phoenix.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
On Tuesday, the March, the Hutton U3A have a morning where at Bishop's Hill Adult Community College, Rayleigh Road in Brentwood. The Hutton University of the Third Age are holding an open day for those no longer in full-time employment to make new friends, use your brain and have fun, with over 40 interest groups, theatre groups and visits to places of interest. Come and find out what they do at this free morning, 9:30 to 12:30. And more information can be found about that on the Hutton 3A website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So let's take ourselves back to this week in 1973, and we'll look at the charts. Number 20, it's the band Focus with the track Hocus Pocus. 19, the Jackson 5, Doctor My Eyes. 18, Chuck Berry, Reeling and Rocking. And 17, Little Jimmy Usman and Long Hair Lover from Liverpool. 16, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Take Me Girl, I'm Ready. 15, Olivia Newton-John, Take Me Home, The Country Roads. 14, Alice Cooper and Hello Hooray. 13, Status Quo with Paper Plane. 12, You're So Vain, it's Carly Simon. And at 11, Stevie Wonder and Superstition. At 10, Dave Edmunds, Baby I Love You. 9, Looking Through the Eyes of Love, it's the Partridge Family. 8, Electric Light Orchestra, Roll Over Beethoven. 7, Elton John and Daniel. 6, Whiskey in the Jar from Thin Lizzy. And 5, The Faces with Cindy Incidentally. At 4, the second track in the chart this week for Focus and Sylvia. At number 3, it's Gary Glitter and Do You Want to Touch Me? At 2, The Straubs and Part of the Union. And this week at number 1, 1973, it was The Sweet with Blockbuster. We're going to go down to that track at number 2 from The Straubs. Came from the album Bursting at the Seams, which was a UK number 2. The song itself, Part of the Union, was also a UK number 2, an Australia number 2, and it was number 10 in Ireland.
Remember this golden classic.
Now I'm a man.
amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm the Iron Man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out,
brothers, out.
And the rise of the factories fall.
Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. Till the day I die. Till the day I die.
As a union man, I'm wise to the lies of the company spies. And I don't get fooled by the factory rules, cause I always read between the lines. And I always get my way if I strike for higher pay. When I show my card to the Scotland Yard, and this is what I say. Oh,
you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union.
My life was as clear. Now I've got the power to the working hour and every other day of the year. So though I'm a working man, I can ruin the government's plan. I'm not too hard, but the sight of my car makes me some kind of Superman.
That's the Straubs, number two this week in 1973 and part of the union. Just two places below that at number four, we had Focus with the song Sylvia. Focus were a group from Holland. And this track, number four, was the highest position that it came to. It was a number nine in the Netherlands. Came from the album Focus 3, which was a number one in the Netherlands, a number six in the UK, a number 20 in Norway, and the USA, it was a number 35. It sold over 100,000 in this country. And an extraordinary statistic for you. Bear in mind, the album only made number 35 in the United States of America, but in 1973, that led to it selling 500,000 copies in the States. Let's hear the track, Sylvia.
We'll be right back.
Focus with Sylvia. We'll be back with the charts and our third track in a minute.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This is the management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Join me, Daniel Gregory, and the Bliss Disciples every Friday evening from 6 p.m. as I delve into a rich two-hour musical tapestry with frequencies created to uplift your spirits and set the perfect tone for the weekend ahead.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Joe Bailey on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive Live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hi,
thank you.
Hello. Hi, Joe. 3 till 6 p.m. Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
I took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
That's Joe. Will be along after the 3 o'clock news here this afternoon. Back to the chart this week in 1973. At number 11, Stevie Wonder and Superstition. This went on to be a USA number one. Number 11 was the highest it got to in the UK. It sold 1.8 million copies in the States from the album Talking Book. And in Rolling Stone's 2020 500 Greatest Albums of All Time, that album is at number 59.
Yeah.
That's a vintage chart for this week in 1973. Next week we'll be looking at the chart for this particular week in 1983. A couple of weeks back I played the new track from Billy Joel, Turn the Light On. Two developments from that. Now we know it's going to be an album. Then this is just the first track that's released from it. And secondly, the most extraordinary video has come out from this with the use of AI. You see Billy Joel throughout his career sitting at the piano singing the song. It's incredible. But the words of the song are just amazing.
Please open the door. Nothing is different. We've been here before. Pacing these halls, trying to talk over the silence. And pride sticks out his tongue, laughs at the portrait that we become. Stuck in a frame, unable to change. I was wrong. I'm late. The cold settles in, it's been a long winter and different. And maybe you love me, maybe you don't. Maybe you learn to, and maybe you won't. You've had enough, but I won't give up. Is there still time for forgiveness? Won't you tell me how?
Billy Joel, I don't know about you, I can't wait for the new album to come out. So that's it for this afternoon. Thank you very much to Ivor Moody, who came in, chatted about his book Six More Songs, and then Dan, who talked about the wonderful Rucksack Project, collecting all those items for homeless people. All the information in relation to all of that will be on our website and on my show blog. It'll be there. Next week, Paul will be in, and he'll be chatting about fundraising for an Essex dementia charity, and he's just short of his 80th birthday. And he's beginning to do a sponsored walk. He'll be chatting all about that. That's it. Joe will be along with you after the news. Have a great weekend, won't you? Stay safe, and I'll see you next week. Good afternoon.
Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.